What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike Bowe. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass on this Friday, as Dylan likes to say.
This got Madden soundtrack vibes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm sure. What? You know, you're not aware of the Madden soundtracks?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Little Sum 41.
I'm sorry.
Music
I don't
like
play
this.
Video games.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is.
Don't tell me there's none in your house. Because
There are none.
This is Foo Fighters.
Huh?
This song is Foo Fighters.
I know it. I'm not saying. I'm just saying the Madden soundtrack was always like, you know, like songs like this, songs like Fat Lip and like things like that.
Did you hear Dale Jr. got to pick the NASCAR game soundtrack? Like he was a big part. Well, actually, Ryan Blaney and Bubba Wallace were huge in the picking of the NASCAR new game, the new NASCAR video game.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack, they were, but Dale Jr. has been doing a lot about it lately on his like podcast and Twitter and stuff.
Well, and he's a guy that used to play the older like EA Sports NASCAR video games and wanted a lot of that music included too, I saw. So they contacted a couple of those bands from 20 plus years ago. That's really, really neat.
You think iRacing needs music? That would make I think it would cheapen it up though.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that are doing the new video game, and if you want to play that, then play the video game.
Isn't there an argument that it's simulator versus video game?
Yeah. Because iRacing, what is the simulator that we use? They have bought the rights to the video game on the like Xbox and PlayStation, and now they are in the next month or two, they're producing their first video game.
Mm.
So yeah, if you want to do the iRacing video game, go buy the video game.
How about the high up in EA Sports that came up to us the other day at camp?
Oh yeah, UT is that what?
I'm bad with names, so don't put me on the spot there, please. But he came up and was like, "Hey, morning shift." I was like, "That's right."
Then
he said, "Squid Nation for life." But
I don't think that happened.
I don't even remember you being there.
As a matter of fact, Allie, it's been kind of a bad training camp for Squid Nation.
It has.
It's been rough. You got called out from the hill yesterday multiple times.
First off, I don't. The hecklers can miss me. You can heckle me from the hill all you want.
I'm just saying, man.
Also, we secured Miss Pearl for life, so we're good. I mean, that's all we need, dude.
Okay.
I mean, she does weigh a ton in the value of listeners when it comes to Squid Nation versus Mike's Mafia.
For life.
However, yesterday I only heard Mike's Mafia from the Hill.
A lot of times.
From fans coming in, and then I got yelled at for not seeing Rocky. Like, that's what happened.
you caught strays on air on Twitter about that, too.
Yeah.
It came out of nowhere.
The funny thing is, you know, you have your own faction, and you're in the crosshairs of Mike's Mafia. I could see, you know, Squid Nation for life, you know, and we could. I'm not saying join, but we could have your back a little bit, have an alliance, so to speak, you know. So when Mike's Mafia starts coming to you, we'll fire back.
You don't want an ally in Squid Nation.
I don't know what favors I would have.
I'll tell you is Squid Nation's not coming for you, Mike's Mafia. Just remember that.
It's like being aligned with the cartel. Like at some point you're gonna have to you're gonna have to pay back.
I feel like we just stepped into an episode of Survivor a little bit when they start making alliances and stuff like that, trying to get another person out.
Man.
Love it.
Big Brother's in season right now. It's so good. All right, let's go in the huddle. So Trey Lance led the Chargers to win over the Lions last night in the Hall of Fame game. Did you guys catch this?
I did. I caught a pretty good bit of the first half and a little bit of the second half. Man, I was very impressed with Trey Lance. And that's been a guy who obviously has had his ups and downs. He's caught a couple of strays along the way, not really from his own doing most of the time, but from some of the questions about where he's been and what he's been able to do. But I tell you guys, man, Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers look pretty freaking good last night. And I know that it's all backups playing a Hall of Fame game, but there was a certain tenacity they were bringing to the table against one of the toughest teams and toughest head coaches in the NFL and the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell. I thought Trey Lance was very smooth in his operation yesterday.
He's a guy that's barely played since high school. He barely played it. Was it North Dakota State, I believe? And then he didn't really play in San Francisco. Injuries helped keep him off field. And then Brock Purdy's emergence, and then goes to Dallas and didn't play much there. Behind, remember, because last year it was the other guy. And so I'm not going to overreact to him playing against third string preseason players. Not a knock. I'm not knocking those players. I'm just saying that there's a lot. It's a lot dumbed down as far as they're not game planning against him.
I agree.
And he's not playing top tier guys.
Yeah.
That said, he needs to develop, and it clearly shows he's trying and he's developing. So you never know what. I mean, he's still a young guy. We talk about how young Kyle Pitts is. I mean, he's still a young guy.
Who's there? Is it Greg Roman? I think is the OC out for the LA Chargers. And I thought that the way they were putting the offense in with some of the split back sets and things like that out of the pistol and motioning, it's very early on for that. But on the flip side, they were getting blitzed, and he was being asked to recognize certain things. He threw a quick slant on a touchdown pass inside the red zone. I just thought overall, and because I agree with you, what he's going up against, not great. But from overall, just the things that you haven't seen from him, touch passes and things like that, I thought he was crisp.
This is his fifth year in the league. So I would hope being around guys like Dak and even Brock and Kyle Shanahan, you know, Mike McCarthy. He's been around these guys. I'd hope that maybe he's learned.
Is he not in Green Bay at some point?
No. He went from San Francisco. He was traded to Dallas, and then he was let go. I mean, he just became a free agent because they didn't do his fifth year.
You know what that game really meant yesterday? I heard Carl say this yesterday at training camp. He goes, "Hey, we got football tonight. We got football.
Ah, you ready for football?"
No, I'm with you.
All right. So John Harbaugh called Lamar Jackson a historically great passer.
I think from a football standpoint, just go to the most basic, simple thing. Lamar is a passer.
Yeah,
he is a historically good passer, and that's really quite a statement because of the narrative that's been surrounding him ever since the beginning. Lamar Jackson can throw the football. He can throw it every kind of way. He can make every kind of throw, any kind of way you want. He's as good as any guy, any passer that there's ever been. And I think now the numbers are proving that. So that's the thing I'm kind of a little bit proud of, but also a little bit like, okay, here we go. What have we learned from that? You know, you can take even big picture. You can say from a society standpoint, football standpoint, what do we learn from that? What kind of questions do we ask ourselves? But Lamar Jackson as a passer is historically great.
He's thrown for more than 3,000 yards three times in, 7 years and 4,000 once, but he's a 65% completion percentage guy. Last year, if you want to get down to it, though, he did have an historical passing year, 41 touchdowns and 4 picks. He doesn't throw a lot of picks, really. He's only thrown over 10 picks once in his career. That was in 21. I would stop short of historical because I think that word means something different to me. But there is no bones about he is extremely good in the pocket, and I think the threat of him moving, you know, helps that at times, and how good he is on the run throwing. But yeah, I mean, he's a great, like, who's doubting Lamar? Is anyone this was said in a way, and I don't know the context of how it was asked, but it was said in a way almost like there was a doubt of what he could do. Is anyone still doubting Lamar Jackson as a quarterback? Winning the big one may be different, but is anyone as a quarterback? I don't think
so. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So.
No, but what I heard in his voice was, let's not doubt people like Lamar Jackson. And I think that there is something to be said to that. And he is incredible. It's one of those answers, Allie, where I hear John Harbaugh say that and I go, I'm glad you think that. And it's not that I disagree with him. Mm-hmm. It's just that before I dive even further in, I'm looking at John going, good for you, man. Like, that's your quarterback. I'm glad you think that. And that's as far as I need to take it.
You don't stop and think, why are we having this conversation? Like, why is this a –
I've seen enough pressers and interviews with John Harbaugh to know that he gets asked ridiculous questions all the time, and it could be that.
I just sit here and say, if we're talking about Lamar Jackson as a quarterback after 7 years in the league, two MVPs, I think never had a losing record. The guy's 70-24 as a quarterback. He's got obviously some – so he got good talent around him too, but like, I just don't understand why we're talking about this. I don't think John Harbaugh needs to be sitting here defending Lamar Jackson and what a pass Allie is as a passing quarterback. I think just if we're doing
the question probably was, do you think there's still questions about Lamar Jackson as a passer?
Yeah,
and it's like, no, I'm good.
Just, you know what? You were right the first time. He was asked by they.
Yeah,
probably some guy from a blog who only shows up for training camp asking stupid questions.
There you go.
And the Bengals have added ex-Seahawks tight end Noah Fant.
It makes sense.
I would have liked to have seen him here.
Well, it'd have been great. You're already paying your tight end room a pretty good chunk of change this season, so that's going to happen. But
maybe next year.
If I was him, Noah Fant, that's where I'd go. That's exactly where I'd go. I'd go somewhere with a top five quarterback like that and a good passing attack. Makes sense for me.
Hey, and coming up, Kirby Smart kicked off camp yesterday at Georgia. We've got some audio from that we're going to play for you. And we've got Fair or Foul on the way. Fair or Foul wearing a hoodie at Falcons training camp is completely normal. When it feels like it's 102 degrees outside. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And the
Odyssey app.
There were a lot of people wearing hoodies yesterday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.